devoted to the, some method which based on the pseudo-difference operators devoted to reconstruction of input signals in the so-called time-variant filters. So I will give the, some definition and facts from the signal processing theory. The digital complex signal S is a two-side sequence of complex number. In what follows, we consider discrete signal with a finite energy. So we suppose that the this signal U belong L2 small. This is a Hilbert space of complex value function with a standard norm. Let A be a digital linear filter transform an input signal into output signal. We will consider the linear filters as the linear bounded operator acting in the space L2 small. The typically very important class of digital filters are time invariant filters. The characteristic property of such filters is their invariance with respect to shifts. So we say that the filter is invariant with respect to shift if this filter property holds for every vector H belong Z, where VH is the shift. Every time invariant digital symbols acts as operator of the convolution, acts of the operator convolution in the following form. In what follows, we suppose that the following condition is satisfied. So for this filter, the problem of reconstruction of input signals can be solved by means of the discrete Fourier transform. So the discrete Fourier transform is this this formula. The inverse operator F minus 1 for the discrete Fourier transform is given by this integral. So if A of xi is the symbol of the filter and infinum A of xi larger than zero, then input signal can be obtained from the output signal by means of the well-known and standard formula. The direct generalization of time invariant filter are so-called time variant filter described by the linear operators in the of the following form. AU is equal so this coefficients in this convolution depend on the variable x, depend on the variable x, and this operator can be written in the following form where vk is the shift operator. We suppose that the coefficients ak belong to the space L infinity. This is a space of the bounded sequences on Z with the following norm. And we suppose that the Wiener condition, this condition holds. It's clear that the problem of reconstruction of input signals from the output signals from the time-varying filters is more complicated for time-varying filter, and investigation of this problem is the main aim of the talk. So the first, I consider the numerical method of reconstruction of input signal. It is the so-called finite section method. Let A be a bounded invertible operator acting in the space L2. So the equation has unique solution U for every right side part V. let Pn be the operator of multiplication by the characteristic function of the discrete segment minus Nn. Together with original equation, we consider the sequence of each finite section, Pn, Pn, or n is equal to Pnv. The crucial question is whether the sequence of n tending to the solution of the original equation in the space L2. It is well known that convergence, which given is the formula 9, is provided by the invertibility of the operator A and the stability of the sequence Pn, Pn. That is the following property. The operators Pn, Pn, which acts in the finite dimensional spaces, image Pn into image Pn, are invertible for enough large n, and their inverses Pn, Pn minus 1 are uniform bounded. That is, there exist n0 such that supremum n larger than n0 uniformly bounded. In this case, we say that finite section method is stable. Let A alpha, we introduce the algebra W. Let A alpha be a sequence of function in L infinity satisfying the following condition. We denote by W the set of all operator A with the coefficient A alpha satisfying this condition. Provided with the usual operation of the sum and product of operator and the norm, W become a Banach algebra, so-called Wiener algebra. One can see that the operator in W are bounded in the space L2. One of the important properties of Wiener algebra is inverse clause, so there is a lot of definition, spectral invariance and something like that. So it means that if operator A belongs to the Wiener algebra is invertible in the space L2, then inverse operator belongs to this algebra W. Also, so this property works in the many cases. So the applicability of the finite section method, I need in the definition of the limit operators. Let H be a sequence of number of Z tending to infinity. And let A is the operator in the Wiener algebra. One can prove that the sequence HM has a subsequence HM such that there exist limits for all points X and alpha belong Z. So it is Weierstrass theorem and the counter-diagonal method. Operator AG, this operator AG, is called the limit operator of A defined by the sequence G. It follows from definition that all limit operator AG belong to the algebra W also. Note that operator AG is a strong limit on L2, the operator value sequence VH minus MK, A VH H MK for K tending to infinity. We denote the set of all limit operator of A as sigma operator A, and let sigma plus minus be the set of limit operator corresponding to the sequence HM tending plus minus infinity. One can see that this set is the union set sigma plus and sigma minus. We say that the function L infinity is slowly oscillating if the following condition hold for every k belong to for every k, so x tending to infinity. And we denote by SO the subalgebra in L infinity of slowly oscillating at infinity function, and by WSO the subalgebra of W of operator with coefficients which belong to the algebra of slowly oscillating function. The algebra WSO is remarkable because all the limit operator RH for the operator R are operator of the following form, where RH alpha belongs there. So this operator with the constant coefficient, so this operator is the usual convolution on Z. So for the limit operator, we can give the condition of their invertibility, so it is a standard condition of not the degeneration of his symbol. The following theorem gives the necessary and sufficient condition for general class of operator in the Wiener algebra applicability of the finite section method. Let operator A belong W, then the finite section method is stable on L2 if and only if A is invertible operator, and for every limit operator AH belong sigma plus operator A, the Toeplitz operator P minus AH P minus L2 minus L2 minus are invertible. P minus this the operator of the projection of the negative half axis, and P plus operator of the projection of the positive half axis. So three conditions should be satisfied. A is invertible operator, for every limit operator belongs C plus. The Toeplitz operator corresponding projector P minus are invertible. And for every operator AH belongs sigma minus, operator P plus, AH P plus are invertible. Theorem 1 can be simplified for operator in algebra W with slowly varying coefficients. Condition A implies that all operator P plus AH P plus, where AH belongs sigma plus operator A, are Fredholm operator with the same indices. It is a very not trivial result. Conditions B and C of theorem 1 are satisfied if and only if index of this operator, but index of this operator is the winding number of the symbol of some limit operator, and this winding number does not depend on choice of the limit operator. So if this condition holds, so the finite section method is applicable for the solution of the equation equation with time varying filters. We consider some condition when the time-varying filter has the inverse. So it is a condition of the slowly oscillating of the symbol. So we consider the symbol Ax Xi as of a complex value 2p periodic with respect to Xi function, such that the following numbers, this is supremum with respect x xi, where x belongs z, xi belongs 0 to p, ix xi is to periodic function satisfied. The class of such function is denoted by S calligraphic. We correspond to the function A in operator. So this is denoted by operator S, the class of such operator. Operator A is called pseudo-difference operator, so it's the operator on Z, and function A is called the symbol of pseudo-difference operator. This operator are pseudo-differential operator on the group Z, and they are discrete analogs of the well-known pseudo-differential operator. So the theory and composition formula for such operator is some folklore, but I don't know a lot of the papers, which only maybe Agranovich paper concerning the operator, such sort operator. Note that the... I think it is a folklore and there are not any problem for, yes. We suppose that the coefficients in the filter satisfy the following condition for every k. So in this case, the filter can be represented in the form of the pseudo difference operator with the following symbol. It is easy to prove that an arbitrary operator A has a representation as a filter with the condition 15. Let A belong S, then A is a bounded operator on L2, and the norm of this operator satisfies to this condition. It is analog of the Calderon-Weierkur theorem, but this result is much more simple. So the following theorem gives the formula of composition of pseudo-difference operator in the class operator S. If AB be pseudo-differential operator in the class operator S, then AB is pseudo-difference operator also with symbol CXC, which given by this formula. So this rho is disconvergence. Disconvergence, it is necessary to understand this rho by means of the integration by parts, so it is some analog of the oscillatory integral. One can prove that the pseudo-difference operator is bounded also in the space L infinity, and the symbol sigma A of pseudo-difference operator can be obtained by the formula sigma A x xi is equal E minus E x xi A E x xi. This formula demonstrates that the time-varying filter can be reconstructed if we now output signals for all input harmonic signals in the following form. Let A belong S. We introduce the oscillation of the symbol A with respect to variable X as the following number. Following number which depend on the K, the number of the derivatives. So the next theorem gives the sufficient condition for the operator, for the pseudo-difference operator to be invertible. Let A belong to the S calligraphic, and the following condition holds. So this is a global condition. This is a global condition, global ellipticity condition. Infinum A x xi larger than zero, then if the oscillation, if enough small, then the operator A is invertible. So the proof is enough easy. The construction of inverse operator is following. We said B operator A minus 1. This condition provide that the operator B belongs operator S, and applying of the formula composition, we obtain that the product is operator with the symbol C x psi 1 plus R psi, where R belongs S. One can prove that for enough small oscillation, the norm of this operator smaller than 1, and we can apply for the solution of the equation, for this equation, the method of the successive approximation. So in this case, we can consider the formula for inverse operator as generalization, the sum formula for the time invariant filter. And this formula has the sum application in the real problem, so and work enough nice. Now we consider the application for the finite section method for the invertibility for the solution of the problem for finding input signal. So we suppose that the filter A belong operator S intersection from WSL, and we suppose that this filter is invertible. So for example, the condition of the above given theorem holds. Moreover, we suppose that the winding number for some limit operator is equal to zero. Then the finite section method for reconstruction of input signals from the output signals is stable. Let us consider other enough important in application problem with periodic time-variant filters. So we consider filters are of the form for the following form, where RGX is deperiodic function such that for every point x, rgx plus d is equal to rgx. So this is important in the application problem when the property of the filters are periodic. We denote the Wiener algebra of operator with deperiodic coefficients by w periodic d. We realize the space L2 as the space L2d of vector value function u1 U2 UD defined on Z with value in C and such that with the following norm. We introduce the mapping TD, L2 and L2D, which correspond to the function U, the vector U1 UD. Where UGY is connected with the function U in the following formula. U belongs Z, G larger than 1 and smaller than D. It is evident that the G are residue classes with respect to the modulo D belong N. Hence, the G, ZK intersection is equal empty set if G does not equal k, and z as the union g1d. It implies that the td is an unitary operator. Let r be an operator of multiplication by a periodic function. Then td r td minus 1 is an operator of multiplication by the constant diagonal matrix. Now we consider the structure of the operator TD V minus TD minus 1. let TD is the following vector, then TD V minus 1 or Y is a vector in the following form. So the operator TD V minus 1 TD minus 1 acts in L2D as a matrix operator with the following simple matrix. So the operator TDA TD minus 1 is the operator multiplication of the diagonal matrix and linear combination diagonal matrix and matrix in the following form. The discrete Fourier transform of the this operator is the operator multiplication by the two periodic D matrix function. So we can obtain the following result. Let A belong this algebra, then A is an invertible operator on L2 if and only if determinant A of C does not equal zero. And for the periodic filters, we have a clear and effective procedure of reconstruction of input signal for given output signal. So it is a composition of operator TD, discrete Fourier transform, multiplication, and so on. And now I consider, slowly oscillating perturbation of periodic time variant filter. So we consider, the periodic filter, the problem of reconstruction can be solved in the explicit form. So we consider the sum slowly oscillating perturbation of periodic filters, where the problem can be solved by means of the successive approximation. We consider the operator A in the following form, where coefficient Ag of X, has the following form. This coefficient depend for X, where X is the periodic function, and depend for the other variable Y, which varying slowly. We suppose that the condition, this condition holds, so this operator belongs to the Wiener algebra, and we correspond to the operator A, the symbol depends on the three variable X, Y, Xi. And introduce the oscillation of the symbol with respect to the variable Y. So this is oscillation. The operator AD in this case has the following representation. So the dependence on the variable X as transformed in the depending on the number 1D, E dependence for the X is the more essential. So in this case, we obtain the sum matrix operator, which symbol of the following form. The slight modification of the theorem about composition of the pseudo-difference operator and application obtaining of the inverse operator, we obtain the following result. Let this condition hold, then E oscillation enough small that the operator A is invertible inverse operator has the following representation, where the norm of the operator R smaller than 1. So the theorem also gives some procedure of the reconstruction of the signal which the some perturbation of the periodic filters, of the periodic filters. Periodic filters. So what about the finite section method in this case? So we should consider the finite section method with respect to the sequence nd, where d is the period of the coefficients. So the following theorem gives applicability of the finite section method for in this case. So let the condition of the previous theorem hold. In other words, the operator R is invertible, then the finite section method is stable if and only if for every operator R, is this is a matrix operator, belong sigma operator, belong to the operator symbol corresponding to sequence tending to minus infinity. The Toeplitz, the matrix Toeplitz operator, is invertible. And the similar condition holds, similar condition for the sequences tending to minus infinity. So in the theorem gives the necessary and sufficient condition for the applicability finite section method of reconstruction of the signals for the perturbation of the periodic filters. So now I consider a construction of the digital finite signals in the time varying filter. So the situation here is almost classical. We consider the signal with the finite many of the values, consider such signal as the periodic sequence with the period d. Let R be time-varying filter of the following form, where we can consider this coefficients also as the periodic function. In this case, we continue this equation on the all value of x as in the periodic sense. So in this case, the shift operator is defined nice. We introduce the finite Fourier transform of periodic sequence in the following form, where gamma is the primitive root of degree d from the unit. It is a well-known formula for the inverse Fourier transform. This formula implies that the periodic filters can be represented as a pseudo-differential operator on the group ZD, on the group of the residues with respect to the group of the residues. For such operator, we can the formula of the boundedness, this operator estimates of the norm in the following form, and the formula for the composition of this operator on the ZD, composition of the operator on ZD. So we can introduce the oscillation oscillation of the symbol with respect to the variable x. So this oscillation is defined in the following formula. So apply this formula and estimates of the norm of the operator, pseudo-difference operator on the ZD, we can obtain the following result. Let the symbol is not degenerated for all x, xc belong 0, d-1, 0, d-1. And let omega x, this is oscillation of the symbol r with respect to variable x, multiplied by maximum, this maximum, smaller than 1d32. Then I is invertible operator on L2D. Inverse operator is given by the following formula where the norm of T smaller than 1. So the proof is enough easy. So we can apply the formula of the composition and then we use the estimates of the norm of the operator T, this estimates of the norm of the operator T. So we obtain some effective algorithm of the reconstruction input signals. So I think it is all. So in this algorithm is the fast Fourier transform. This algorithm is based on the fast Fourier transform and the method of the successive approximation. Okay, thank you very much.